115th Jayanti celebration at the New York Ashrama. On January 7, 1995, a small group gathered at Arunachala Ashrama, 7263 Yellowstone Boulevard in Queens, New York, to celebrate the 115th birth anniversary of Sri Ramana Maharishi. To a casual passerby, the gathering was no more than a random group of people, but to everyone there, from the four-year-old grandson of Arunachala Bhatta Bhagavata, the 82-year-old founder of Arunachala Ashrama, and up, this was a special day charged with the power and presence of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. The remarkable quality of Sri Bhagavan is that when anyone sits down in his presence with mindfulness and devotion, he electrifies the atmosphere and permeates it with a peace and joy that can only be felt but never described. This year's celebration began with a group recitation of Aksharamanamalai, the Maharishi's 108-versed marital garland of letters. The voices of 30 people singing in unison brings everyone closer to the glory of Arunachala. The mood of this recitation was maintained and carried further by the young devotee Radha Ramaswamy, a 7-year-old with a crystal clear voice and equally transparent devotion to match it. She led everyone in a bhajan to Sri Ganesha, followed by a simple song in praise of Bhagavan, arranged and also sung by her mother, Savitri Ramaswamy. Mr. and Mrs. P. Narasimhan from Boston and the daughter Jyoti recited Ganesha Pancharatnam, adding a particular fervor to the celebration. When Indira and Jyoti sing, it is a feast for the ears and the soul. The spiritual offerings concluded with a group singing Shiva Stuti by Tulsi Das, led by the Parekh family. With Arati, the worship was ended and prasad, along with a full meal, was served to all the devotees. Many devotees from far and near were able to attend this year's Jayanti celebration. The presence of Jim Hattle from Franklin, New York, the Narasimhan family, Dr. Raj and others is yet further proof of the far-reaching pull of Sri Bhagavan. The gathering restated and reaffirmed the mission of this small, quiet ashrama to maintain a sacred place for seekers to gather, reflect, and meditate in the presence of Bhagavan while treasuring the satsang of fellow sadhakas. By Geeta Bhatt.